Yeah, that's one thing I like about QRZ too. It kind of gives you a rough estimate. Of course, with 6 meters, that depends on something that's called sporadic E. When the sporadic E, it usually happens around summertime or springtime, you might get some sporadic E. My Yaesu could do 6 meters, not just FM, I could do sideband on there too. So I could get down on the lower 6 meter frequencies and operate sideband. I was capable of doing that, so that made it nice. I forget what frequency. Nice thing too is you can, if you ever forget the band plan, you can always download the bands for what you're allocated to use and stuff. That's always nice to have handy. In case you ever forget those. I always like to have that sitting next to me just in case, because I, you know, being 62, you know, memory is not as good as it used to be, that's for sure. So having that band chart kind of helps.
Usually does when you have something that, you know, and well, you had the right equipment that you could use for the bands and that, so you know exactly where the bands are and the or the person is talking on that frequency, where you can use that and exactly where they're coming from and all that too. It tells you where their state's at, where they're talking from too, I think, if I'm not wrong. Anyways, long time ago, my dad used to spit a CBR, right? Yeah, he used to have it in his truck when he go home from work. He talked to the guys on a CB, you know, from work and that they used to work with. And I got interested when I got older, and I started with a CB. It's called Maxwell CB, and you could use it as a handheld, or you could convert it into a mobile station if you wanted to. And I was really happy to have that, because you didn't have to have a license for that, because you didn't have to have a license for a CB at the time when I bought that CB, that Maxwell one. And so when I didn't have to worry about getting a license, I heard about the ham radio, I know, a long time ago when I found out about the Radio Shack, and then I knew I had to have license issued from the FCC. You know, and then I had to take my test to get that. But with the CD, no, you didn't have to worry about that.